From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in today as the Reverend Lindsay Wilson, minister of Castlederg Free Presbyterian Church, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
This morning I want to turn your attention to Proverbs chapter 1, verses 24 to 31. Just imagine you've been offered a free holiday. It's all that you could ask or dream of. As the day approaches, you get more and more excited. You know when the plane leaves. You know when you need to be at the airport. You know how long it will take you to get to the airport. You've worked out when you need to leave home. You get up that morning with great anticipation and expectation. But instead of leaving at the right time, you decide to have another wee cup of tea. You make up the time on the road. But the road is unusually busy. But you make that time up on the motorway. Then as you pass another little cafe, well, it's nearly dinner time. Wouldn't do to set off on your journey, especially on a long flight, hungry. So you stop, just for a few minutes. You get to the airport, and you hear the announcer, final call for your flight. The flight's due in 10 minutes. You could run, but then you think, they'll not go without me. No point in being exhausted getting onto the plane. Anyway, the airline knows you're booked on the flight. Would they leave without you? As you approach the check-in desk, you see the sign, flight closed. You're just about to ask someone to check you in when you hear the roar of the jet engines above the building. It's too late. The flight is gone. No more flights that day. You've missed your flight. The only flight. You've missed your holiday. Tell me, how would you feel? All the time looking forward to it, wasted. All the hopes and expectations, dashed. All the time planning, and you're left with nothing. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing anyone can do about it. It's all over. Then you begin to think, if only I had got up a little earlier, if only I hadn't taken the second cup of tea, if only I hadn't stopped at the little cafe, if only I had listened to the final call. But all the if onlys in the world are not going to bring back the plane for you. You've missed what you had so looked forward to and intended to go to. And it's nobody's fault but your own. This morning I want to look at the last end of the sinner. We have it graphically described in verses 24 to 31 of this chapter. I want you to notice that the point at which this passage begins is after the Lord has stopped speaking to the sinner. The Holy Spirit has withdrawn himself as he said he would. Christ has been rejected for the last time. At this point, the day of grace has already ended, and for that individual, the day of opportunity is gone. You've lived your life, always knowing you needed to be saved, always intending to get saved, always thinking that there's plenty of time. But you ignored the last gospel call, and now it's too late. God's door of mercy has closed for you. And as we look at this passage of the Word of God this morning, God pulls back the curtain on the future to reveal the last end of the sinner who rejects God's salvation. Notice the last gospel call, verse 24, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught my counsel, and would none of my reproof. Those the words, I have called. The fact that the Lord calls sinners to himself is a mercy in itself that is beyond the reach of finite imagination. When we consider who we are and who he is, what we have done, if ever people deserve nothing good from God, it's us. If ever there was a people who were deserving of God's wrath and judgment, it is us. All this, yet in his great mercy and love, he calls us to himself for salvation. But notice, this is the last call. The words are clear. I have called. The calling is over. He does not say, I am calling. Here's the past tense. The final call has been issued. And here's the tragedy. Ye refused. Refused to heed the last call to flee to Christ while there was yet time. Notice he says, I stretched out my hand. This call is not a rough, offensive call. Rather, it is given with earnest entreaty. As the Saviour calls, he stretches out his hand. I want you to picture in your mind what is being done here. The Saviour is calling, and as he does so, he leans down, bends forward toward us, reaching out his hand, coming right down to where we are in all our need, reaching forth his hand, offering to lift us up. Can you not hear his words, his call? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And the tragedy again. No man regarded. In other words, no man paid attention. Picture a drowning man refusing at the stretched out hand of one on the bank who's able to save him. That's the sinner who refuses the hand of the Saviour. Only 1,000 times worse. These people have set at naught my counsel. In this rejected final call, the counsel or advice of the Lord is set at naught. If we treasure something, we may set a value on it. But if we set something at naught, or set the value at nothing, we're saying it's worthless. What a dishonour to the Lord. Would have none of my reproof. In this last call, the reproof, or rebuke, as it can be translated, is rejected. The sinner refuses to admit that he is guilty, and therefore refuses to accept the rebuke of the word of God upon his sin. It's the last gospel call, and it has already been rejected. There's no going back now. The door of mercy has closed, and closed forever. But then I want you to notice the last laugh. I find this verse a very frightening statement from the Almighty. I believe it settles in our mind that we cannot, nor dare not trifle with the God of heaven. Proverbs 1:26, I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. By way of retaliation, measuring measure for measure, even as they scorned him and delighted in their scorning, now he in his turn will laugh at them in their distress, signifying that he will not at all pity them or show compassion. He will have no mercy upon them, but rather will express pleasure and delight and displaying the glory of his justice in their destruction. The plain sense is that no favour will be shown them. The Lord in the day of grace will save souls to his glory, but we must not lose sight of the fact that the Lord will, after that day is ended, condemn and punish sinners also for his glory. This is not the only place in Scripture where the subject is aired. Psalm 2 verse 4, He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. What a dreadful thing to be subject of the laughter of the Almighty, having been offered a wonderful salvation, and yet you refused the very thing that could have saved you from hell, brought you to heaven forever. Notice the last plea for mercy. The Lord has called for the last time. His call has fallen on deaf ears. He has stretched out his hand, and it has not been grasped. He begins then to pour out his righteous judgment on the Christ rejecter. Suddenly the tables are turned. Look at the sinner now in verse 28. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. And they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. As he called them and they refused to answer his call, so it was just in him to return no answer to them when they called on him to deliver them. But it's too late now. The day of God's mercy has ended. The day of his fierce judgment has dawned. Turn to Matthew 7:22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The last end. Verse 31. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. Those that perish must thank themselves. They can lay no blame upon any other. This is their own device. Let them make their boast of it. Here is the law of the harvest. Hosea 8:7, for they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. The harvest always gives the same as was sown, but it always gives an increase. So wickedness and evil, and be assured, you'll reap the same, only many times worse. Yet the same holds true for the child of God. Sow righteousness, and you will reap good, only in far greater measure than sown. Tell me this morning, what will your last end be? We've seen the last end of the sinner. They've heard the message of the gospel. They've rejected it for the last time. For them there is no salvation. For them they're finished, destined for a lost eternity. Come to Christ today. Repent of your sin. When he calls, answer. When he stretches out his hand, grasp that nail-pierced hand. Repent of your sin and come to him. And know what it is to be saved for time and all of eternity. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Lindsay Wilson, 14 Carrickadartons Road, Castlederg, BT 81 7QD. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Lindsay Wilson, 14 Carrickadartons Road, Castlederg, BT 81 7QD. You may hear Dr. Wilson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. here in Castlederg Free Presbyterian Church on the Castle Gore Road. For further information, you may phone us at 028 816 70706. That's 028 816 70706. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.